injury list. First off, Evan Rodriguez will not play this week. We have everybody else available to play. Everybody else practiced in some, you know, in some form, I'd say, today. Excited about playing Jacksonville Jaguars, kind of simple as that. We made progress last Monday night. That seemed like forever. Hopefully we can take another step, start off this second quarter on the right foot. I don't know if it's any added incentive or anything. You know it's a long time before you play again, so you want to have a good taste in your mouth for those 2 weeks before you play. And for us, I think we come back on Monday night also. So that's one of the reasons why. But I think as much as anything, we're making progress. You know, we won a couple of games in a row, and we want to see that same growth. I think if you're a good football team, you can't let down. And I know it's been talked about for many years, especially teams that come off of Monday night football, you know, going on the road. I know what the statistics say, but if you're a veteran team that takes care of business, you'll play the same way every time you play. I'm talking about what you're capable of playing. We raised the bar last week, and that's how we got to play, simple as that. You know, I think we're pretty excited about going down there, as you can see with this stocking cap on. No, I think the guys will be excited about going down there and playing. Most guys don't like playing in cold weather. It's kind of simple as that. So for us, wherever we play, they're going to be playing, you know, under the same conditions, so we'll be okay. Well, I think first off, it's just a commitment. We have to do our part to keep the amount of carries up there. And then from there, I mean, we want to just be productive, you know. In an ideal world, shoot, we'd like to have about 10 yards of carry. That's pretty hard to do, though, isn't it? No, it's pretty hard to say. We just need, you know, if we need a, if it's third and one and we run the football, we want to have success with that. If it's first down, you know, we want to get ourselves in a favorable second down position. Making progress, which Earl always does. Again, injury-wise, I mean, we have an injury list, but most of the guys are pretty close on that list.
It went good. I was feeling a lot better. So, you know, we'll see what happened this weekend.
Did you feel, like you could play?
Yeah, it's feeling a lot better. I'm able to catch the ball a lot better. And so, you know, I just look forward to this weekend, see what happens.
Earl, how frustrating has it been, especially after you missed some time with the chest last year?
Well, it's very frustrating. Anytime I'm not able to be out there to help my teammates, I'm a very competitive guy that loves to, you know, help this team out. And for me not to be able to out there and help them is just heartbreaking.
How did you get hurt?
Long story. I just let it go.
Was it on the field?
Yeah. It was football related. Okay. Yeah.
Your gut feeling right now, do you feel you'll play Sunday?
Gut feeling, yeah.
How big is it to go into a bye week? You guys have started to build a little momentum with a couple of wins. How big is it to go into a bye week on a high note with a victory?
It's very important. That's a long time off. And, you know, you don't want that in the back of your head that, you know, we lost. And it's just a bad feeling that you don't want. So, you know, we look forward to coming out fast and scoring points and, you know, winning this game.